real-time check-in with today's business world and more. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Bertrand.
And welcome to this Tuesday afternoon as we sit in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Thanks very much for tuning in to the Wintrust Business Lunch. We appreciate it. Orion, I don't know if you are still there. Oh, are you still with us? Oh, probably went out to get some lunch. He'll be back with us at the bottom of the hour to check things. But I was just interested in Kim. I know you certainly know of Kate Spade, and probably much better than I do. And this is just sort of a story that
it's shocking.
It is shocking, isn't it? Tell me what you know about her and what your reaction is.
Well, I mean, I don't know that I loved her purses back in the day. I mean, I had millions of her purses, you know, and she expanded. She had shoes. She had home goods, and you know, she sold her brand apparently for around $2 billion.
Yeah, it was in the billions. It was billions of dollars.
And so it just goes to show money isn't everything.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I ran across an article earlier today, and in fact was thinking of booking the reporter who wrote it, but they looked at, I want to say, 200 lottery winners, big ticket lottery winners, and sort of gauge their happiness. And the numbers, I think, played out to where it was up to 100,000. And once it was more than 100,000, it didn't really make you that much happier. So Kim Gordon in the newsroom, we'll check back with her coming up at the bottom of the hour. On a phone line now, John Najarian. You see him on CNBC, of course, from the Najarian family office. John, welcome back to the Business Lunch.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Great to be with you.
You know, the big thing everyone's talking about, just talking to Kim Gordon about, was the news of Kate Spade, and I want your reaction to it.
Oh, sad. Yeah.
So tell me, I mean, it's a personally sad thing. This is a business show, and I know Tapestry took a hit right away, but I would imagine, I don't know what the impact would be, but there will be an impact on this brand somehow.
Yeah, well, Tapestry, the symbol is TPR. Believe it or not, I think the brand, that's, of course, one of the brands that they have within Tapestry. And I'm not at all taking away her significant contribution to the fashion industry. But they do have a lot of brands in this company. You know, across the UK, France, Ireland, Spain, Portugal. So if the move was too much, I would say this is overdone. Now, it's a 1.5% move at this point on that stock, TPR. It did trade down, like you say, to right about where it is now, down 68 cents on the day. And that, I'm sure, is just, you know, basically on people that the news reading algorithms that responded to the very tragic news of her death, Kate Spade, that is. But I think Tapestry will be just fine, and I certainly hope her family will be.
All right, so take me to Wall Street then. The Dow was down. I don't see exactly where it is right now, John. I don't have my screen in front of me, but
sure, down about 100. 28 points.
Okay.
Oh,
and,
I'm sorry.
And
I'm
did you punch someone?
No. No, it's down 28 points. The Dow Jones Industrials. NASDAQ's higher by 19. The S&P is higher by fractionally, and the Russell is just, you know, humming along.
Well, they were putting the Dow drop on trade worries again. Is there anything to that, or do you agree with that? I saw today that Larry Kudlow was on, Fox, talking about separating out the NAFTA talks between bilateral talks between the U.S. and Canada and U.S. and Mexico.
Yeah, and anybody who's a fan of CSI or has watched any of the film noir knows something called the prisoner's dilemma. And that is where they put two prisoners in separate rooms and they say, hey, your partner's flipping on you. You know, he's going to rat you out. If you don't do this, then you're going to go to jail for the rest of your life, blah, blah, blah. Prisoner's dilemma. They're trying to get both of them to cut a worse deal. And that is what Kudlow has talked the president apparently into, is trying to separate out Mexico and Canada, because stronger together means weaker separately as far as that union of those two countries going against the Trump administration NAFTA.
Is that the dynamic? Was it an us against them?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
With that negotiation, it was, because when he says he wanted to renegotiate NAFTA, the two that he's going against are, of course, Canada and Mexico. And when he, if he can separate them and do that prisoner's dilemma with them and say, look, Canada, you guys have this energy, and you have these various assemblies for autos. Mexico, same. Energy and assembly of autos are the primary businesses. If you can break that up a little bit, you can get a better deal against each of them. And that's apparently what they're about to try to do.
Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, was talking today and being very critical of the Trump administration, and then being just as critical of the Democrats, sounding very much like he wants to be a businessman slash philanthropist who's running for president.
Right. It does sound like that. Now, it'll be interesting because, as you know, because we're talking about it even, you know, on a day months ahead of the midterms, let alone the presidential election, the these guys and men and women who decide to do this are put under a microscope. I think he'll shine very well under that microscope, but there are certain things that won't be so good, and they're not 100% his fault. He was one of the owners of the Seattle Supersonics, not the owner, just one of the owners. I bet he wishes he wasn't, because they were notorious not only for losing money and ultimately getting dumped out of the city of Seattle,
right,
and going to Oklahoma City, but also paying just horrible wages as well as bonuses. And it was widely published at the time. Now, again, I'm not saying that's Howard Schultz, but I'm saying,
but it's one of the things he's going to have to defend that. All right, so
yes,
tell me, give me an idea. What are you like? What's your tip today? What are you watching?
Well, there was a stock yesterday called Nektar Therapeutics. It was a stock presenting in Chicago at ASCO, the American Society of Clinical Oncology. It did not go well. I'm sure the presentation was great, but the data wasn't. And so the stock was sold off by almost 50% yesterday. This is an S&P 500 stock, not a microcap. So this is just a significant drop in valuation. A lot of people came scrambling into that name today, even though my two-day rule would say that I'd normally wait 2 days to buy one after a big drop like this. We were buying this one today because institutions were so active in there.
John Najarian, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Stephen.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
It's 12:23 here on the Business Lunch. A little chilly today, at least in the city. I know it's in the 70s away from the lake, but get in the car, get in the golf cart, and head west. It is Women in Golf Day. How about that? And to talk about that in a way, indirectly, Bridget Reedy is on the phone line. She's Exelon's Executive Vice President for Corporate Operations and a PGA outreach person as well, right? Bridget, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
I didn't think women golfed, Bridget. Isn't that the issue?
Well, I think that is the issue, and it's our goal to have more women out on that golf course.
You do have an official sort of role with PGA, right? A PGA Reach trustee. What is that?
That is the PGA Foundation, and we have a goal of advancing the game of golf and providing opportunities to young people, to diverse people, and to veterans, and opening the game up to more people.
And 90% of Fortune 500 CEOs golf, 90% of those probably are white guys. I don't know what the actual number is, but the story always is that women are sort of locked out of these talks because they tend not to golf. You're about to change that, or you're making efforts to change that.
We are making efforts to change that, and for a whole lot of reasons, we're working very hard to introduce the game of golf to women. And we have some of our own motives for doing that. At Exelon, we care very much about attracting and retaining high-potential women. And one of the things that we found in our research that is a barrier to retaining those women is the fact that they don't have the same deep networks and they don't have the same relationships or sponsorships that their counterparts do, their male counterparts do. And the informal networks in particular seem to be a barrier for more than half of the women. They say that's one of the reasons that their career doesn't advance. So at Exelon, we sponsor the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. You know, golf is that one sport where you can spend 4 to 5 quality hours with
right.
somebody, understanding them, building a relationship, doing business, learning life skills as well as business skills.
Let me ask you this.
We want to make...
I want to ask you about the girls, but we talked last week about the fact that more employees or more workers, executives and all, are taking exercise classes together. That in a way that's sort of replacing what's going on the golf course, that instead they're doing yoga or Pilates. Have you seen any of that?
I haven't seen that
as much.
That just
sounds odd to me, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It does sound a little odd to me, too. I'm not sure that you get that same opportunity to have the relationship build and learn the same life lessons.
All right, let's get to the girls. So last year you had a little program you signed up at and kind of were overwhelmed with the number of young girls who wanted to participate. So this year you've got Girls in the Game Golf Academy coming up. Explain that for me.
So we are building on the success that we had last year. We had over 100 young women sign up for a one-day golf clinic that was sponsored by Exelon and supported by First Tee and KPMG. This year, we decided we're going to take it a little bit further and really focus on the game of golf with those young women. So we have 35 women that are going to take a whole week. They're going to spend the afternoons learning the game of golf and all the fine points that come along with that, the etiquette, putting. They're going to be taught by a PGA professional. Her name is Carol Rhodes, and she was the first woman in Illinois to be the PGA Professional of the Year. So we have an excellent team of PGA professionals who are helping them. But we've also partnered it with something that's important to Exelon, and that is STEM education.
Yeah, I love that.
And it's great. So in the mornings, they're going to learn about the science of golf. They're going to learn about the mathematics and the design of a golf course. They're actually going to build a mini golf course that they will, practice on as part of this program. They're also going to learn the physics of their swing and the energy that's created by the swing and the ball and all, other types of math and STEM-related aspects of the game of golf. They're also going to do a community project that they chose. And have a whole week long doing this. And then at the end of the week, they're going to head up to the PGA Championship at Kemper Lakes and watch the professionals golf as well.
And that championship starts on June 25th. Girls get girls in the game. Kai Solana is giving it a good boost there. Thanks very much for joining us today. I appreciate it. I hope we can talk again.
I hope we can. Thanks.
Now, your noontime check-in with today's business world and more. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Bertrand.
It is 12:37, almost 12:38 by now on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Thanks very much for tuning in. In the studio is Suzanne Muchen. She's the co-host of, I got to say, it's my favorite podcast.
I feel like I actually have not done something, not just to convince you about the awesomeness of my podcast, but that you haven't become an avid podcast listener. Like, I failed in some way.
The big payoff.
Thank
you. You can listen to at WGN Plus and elsewhere.
Steve.
I tried. I'm just not a podcast person.
How ironic is that?
It's just bizarre. I have a very successful podcast, by the way, The Mincing Rascals. I'd like for you to subscribe.
You know what? And that's my favorite one that you produce.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's the only one. Okay, so we have to start with this Kate Spade news.
Crazy.
Very sad, obviously. And, we will say shocking, but, we're so far away from anything. We have no idea what was in Kate Spade's world. When it comes to her influence and her mark, she made a great mark. She left a great mark.
When we hear names, first of all, what I want to say about Kate Spade that maybe people don't remember because of who she is now, she started out in paper products.
I didn't know that.
That's when, back in the day before electronics, she had day planners. She was just this beautiful artist and stationery and paper products. I think what we tend to do when we hear things like this and we say it's so shocking, it's because we paint an image of people based on how we believe their lives are, based on images that we think, oh, she must be so financially successful. She must wear beautiful clothes. She must hang out with famous people. And you must ask yourself the question, what do we actually know about her inner life?
Look, we do that with our neighbors.
Of course.
We do. That's just part of it. We create other realities. And And sadly, sometimes we just don't
know. It's just so tragic. And so, you know, we see on CNN people talking to people that knew her, but we just have to ask ourselves a question, which, to your point, we should be asking ourselves about our neighbors and people close to us. Do we know them? Are we seeing signs of any kind of disturbance? And if we are, the see something, say something should apply.
Okay, but tell me very quickly, we'll move on. But as far as a woman in business, she was a real leader.
Oh,
she was a groundbreaker.
A groundbreaker. And she also morphed herself so many different times in terms of the kind of businesswoman she was. She broke real ground. And I would say the fact that she stayed this long, I don't know how many years, it's at least 20, at least maybe more.
I think it was 93, I think I saw that they started maybe.
Yeah, she's been around and successful for a long time.
Okay, and so there's that. You were asking me off the air about Melania Trump, that we don't see much of her.
I was just saying, actually off the air, do we have a right to care? You know, is that ours to care about? Now, to some extent, we pay the salaries of her employees. You know, she's not a paid employee of the nation.
Right.
Her staff is. She is the first lady. But I think the real issue, Steve, is the fact that it goes along with this lack of transparency that we feel about the administration in general. And why don't we have a clear narrative about where she's been for 25 days?
I really couldn't care less.
Why don't you care about the transparency issue then?
Because I think by and large what most first spouses do is kind of irrelevant. It might gain relevance one day down the road. And so and if she's in a difficult situation and doesn't want to come out and play, I'm fine
but
with that.
You don't care that you don't know if in fact that is why she's not visible?
I don't really, it doesn't bother me.
I care about the narrative. I don't care about her per se as the first lady. I care about the fact that they're telling us that she's busy planning the 4th of July event when we know that's not true.
Well, they don't tell the truth. So
that's what bothers me.
I got you. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for her.
Thanks. Let's.
Ocean's 8 is
coming out this weekend.
Okay.
So fun.
Okay. My reaction to that, when I saw these great female, these great stars.
Yes,
Kate
all
Blanchett,
female
Mindy Kaling.
Sandra Bullock.
Sarah Paulson, Anne Hathaway, Helena Bonham Carter.
Great lineup.
Helena Bonham Carter. I'm thinking, these women are better than this. Why?
Steve, can't you imagine how much fun they had filming this movie?
Maybe, but I'm just thinking, and I think this of Ocean's 13 too, I'm like, why would these women who are great and artistic and all that cash in a check for a movie like this?
Okay. Well, first of all, you just hit it. They did cash in a check.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, it's an ensemble play. Imagine if somebody came to you and said, you and
get
all
work
of
these people,
awesome people in this super fun movie where you're going to be able to just like play bad, you know what, women. How fun is that?
I hope
and
it is.
Cash a big check.
Is it getting good reviews or good previews?
I think it is. But I mean, I think the fun of it outweighs the sort of artistic element in this case.
I hope it does well. Can you keep going? I've got a phone call here.
Yeah, it sounds like it's something more important than me.
Who's the professional here? Okay, a couple more things very quickly. You love this Disney princess story.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much.
Can I tell you, set it up this way. When my daughter Emma was 1 year old for her birthday, I went out and I bought her. It was like a cushy book cover, you know, and it was all the princess stories from Disney, and I brought it home, and I'm like, Sharon, look, I got this for Emma, and she kind of looked at me like, that's not the woman we want to raise.
Right.
And it just didn't occur to me until then. You know.
Why would it? Right. That was just, you know, for decades and decades. So this illustrator, Matt Burt, has come up with this new way to envision the Disney princesses. Now, obviously, he knows that this isn't going to out-trump the classics, but the creative way that he did it is just so great. So, for example, he reimagines Pocahontas as the head of a nonprofit focused on protecting the environment, right? Mulan is a Title IX lawyer, which is so great. Belle is a university chancellor. Snow White is a psychologist, right?
How
spot on is that, right? Elsa and Anna as climate change scientists. I mean, it just goes on, and it's such a smart way to put the same characters we know in a completely different light.
I'll post it on my Facebook page.
It's so fun.
People can see it. Okay, so that's Suzanne Muchin. The name of the podcast is The Big Payoff.
Yes, it is.
Listen to that. And this is our last time together.
Well, it's our last formal weekly time. Just we're going to be a little bit more, I think, you know, on the fly about this segment.
You break up with me, you don't get to set the terms.
Well, when I came in the room, why don't you tell our listeners what you said to me?
The words out
of your mouth.
What did I say? I'm going to miss our segment.
No, that's not what you said. You said, hi, quitter.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did.
Well, okay.
You kind of are. I mean, you're...
I'm just saying. Who among us might not actually walk out after
that? In all seriousness, you've got so much going on. You have been a great contributor to the show.
Thank you, Steve.
I do treasure our times together.
Me too.
And I hope from time to time we can get back together.
I think it was, don't call us, we'll call you. But
we're not good at that. Yes, you call me.
In the reverse.
Whenever you want to be on, just give us a call. And we'll take it under consideration. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much. I always love being on.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.
This is the Wintrust Business Minute.
Got a minute? Good, because I've got the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing the news, providing input, and breaking down the stories that matter to the world of business. Similar to WGN, McDonald's has just finished up moving into their new downtown headquarters. Their Fulton Market location opened this week after moving from their suburban Oak Brook office, all part of an effort to attract young talent that isn't quite looking to move to the suburbs yet. It's a big bet, because the fast food giant spent $250 million to move 2,000 corporate employees with amenities out the wahoo, and as a young company watching, they can only dream of dropping that kind of cash simply to move locations within 2 years. But for now, Reverb is very happy with their current rate of growth and their new digs. They just opened their renovated Roscoe Village office with 10,000 more square feet for the e-commerce music company that is reaching a global market. They've already opened locations in Europe and Japan. As a young company, it's risky, but it could also shoot them up to the top. Tune in tomorrow for all of your up-to-date business news on WGN Radio.
Back to Steve Bertrand and the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
And here we are in the Allstate Showcase Studio along Michigan Avenue on this Tuesday afternoon. I lost about a half an hour. Well, I won't say lost. I spent pleasantly about a half an hour last night at DaveHoekstra.com. Dave is, of course, the host of Nocturnal Journal here on WGN Radio on Saturday nights, but comes here after a long career of writing about travel and writing about music, and he's not done yet. Dave, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How many books have you written? Because I kind of remember the Wisconsin, sort of the off-the-beaten-track Wisconsin book a few years ago.
I've lost, I think, seven now. Yeah. This is the seventh one, the camper book. Yeah.
Tell me about the camper book.
Oh, wow. It's a long... we started it in 2016, 2015. What I did is I took a Ford Transit van I found in St. Louis, and I got it tricked out, took it up to Elkhart, Indiana, the RV capital of the world.
Sure.
And they custom designed it for me, put a little bed and desk in there, kind of like a little Steinbeck camper van, what he did with Travels with Charlie. Put some Tony Fitzpatrick birds on it, and then we drove around the country, 24,000 miles in 24 states, in the summer of 2016, and wrote a book about it. And the book just came out June 1st.
And the book, is it a travelogue, or it seems to me like it's more about, well, maybe it's an interior travelogue of people's heads and the whole camper mentality.
Yeah, it's like the other books. Like the other books I've done, you know, slices of Americana. We did it with supper clubs. We did it with soul food and civil rights. So it's really a collection, not unlike what Stud Circle did, a collection of stories and just oral histories and stuff. But this book also has like little sidebar tips and what to do in a camper van, places to go, you know, just little, you know, handy things.
I'm jealous that I would have loved to have interviewed John Prine for anything. I didn't know you'd interview him for a camper.
He, you know, going back to Steinbeck, I mean, we did go to Salinas and went to the Steinbeck Museum and Travels with Charlie. He didn't do a lot of, you know, he did maybe 80-90% of it in the van. He would get a hotel. So John's kind of the same way. I mean, John likes the idea of camping. He likes being outside. I know John loves to fish in the Ozarks and stuff, but he got an RV. His wife was telling me that the first RV they got just sat in their backyard for a long time, but they do it. They like getting outside, and he writes some great songs. Like, we have in the book Lake Marie, which is like a really, really great outdoors slash camping song.
So there's our intersection. We've got travel, we've got music. Dave writes a lot about music. your catalog of musician interviews on your website, which was really cool to check out last night. And that's why
Thanks for checking that out.
Yeah, yeah. No, and yeah. That's why I chose you to host this WGN trip to Ireland coming up. And you leave September 30th. It's like a 9-day trip to take WGN listeners to Dublin and Derry and Belfast. I think the highlight is a Van Morrison concert in this. It's a hotel ballroom. There's only 350 seats, and Van Morrison's going to play a concert there. You're going to lead everyone.
Well, I'm really excited about it, so thanks. Yeah, and I've never been to Ireland, and I'm a huge, huge Van Morrison fan. I've seen him about 15, 16 times.
You just saw him recently, didn't you?
Yeah, it was actually, I'm looking at the set list. I saw him in September down in Nashville, you know, and he's really on top of his game right now. He's just doing a lot of great stuff. He combines the hits like Moondance and Warm Love with some current stuff. And he does, you know, he does a little jazz, and he even pays homage to Chicago Blues. He did You Send Me by Sam Cooke. So I'm just seeing him in an intimate setting like that is going to be a super treat.
Yeah, I've sent a couple groups of this. He only does a few of these shows each year, and we never know when or if he's going to do it. And so the tickets, when we get them, it's kind of a short turnaround. So we need to have people signing up by the end of this month, I think late this month. But I'm glad you're going to do it. And it's going to be a great time. People come back. I got to tell you, Dave, they come back talking about, you know, the accommodations, the food, the scenery and all that. But they really come back talking about the other people they traveled with. These groups always come back with great stories of friendship. So I can't wait to hear those from you.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to the Titanic Belfast, new hotel. I did not know about that. So
it's a fascinating exhibit. And, you know, really, Derry is a cool town. It's Northern Ireland, so it's different than the Republic. You're going to see both sides. But Derry's got an old wall, the walled city, that you can walk completely around. Look down the hill to see where Bloody Sunday actually happened in Derry.
There's, oh, wow.
And you'll see the murals in Belfast from the IRA and all that. So, yeah, it's a really cool trip. People can see more information at SteveBertrandTravel.com or call me, 847-606-6065, or check out Dave on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk again.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.